slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion. Yes, I have now. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. Sure didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your wings and honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her with a pen to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I deceive her, and I know it grieves her.
Jenkins, and I'll be your host. We're going to talk today about some of the things that happened in the music industry during the time when I was involved in the business. And also, we're going to continue what we were discussing about the book, An Excursion in Soul, which is about the music business, the time when I was in the business. And we ended last week on the last chapter of the book, and the last chapter of the book is chapter 9. The title of that chapter is the Soul Train Awards. Now, one of the reasons we named it, that I named the chapter the Soul Train Awards, was because the Soul Train Awards was a big highlight in the company. There were so many things going on in the music industry and with the company that, you know, to win an award of that magnitude was a blessing. And like I say, we won the award with some serious obstacles in the way. But it's the Grammy Awards and other awards were also available that year, but due to certain situations there were, you know, we weren't able to really compete as far as because of the legal problems that we were encountering at the time with some of the people that we were dealing with in the independent distribution network. The independent network was a situation where there were some people on the fringes of the independent network that were not were unreputable, fraudulent, and several other things that, you know, you could think of, but they were not honest and above board about business, especially when it involved them, well, just them being accountable for what they should have been accountable for, especially like the payments of funds that were due, you know, to other entities. And that was something that they didn't really leave, but play. Shirley Brown, this is from her Intimate Storm album, Boy.
I'm so
Intimate Storm album, Miss Shirley Brown. And we want to start over again with what we were talking about as far as the Soul Train Awards. And for us to win that award, it took some serious work. And we would like to commend everybody who was involved in it. But Shirley Brown was a great artist. She is a great artist. And that was a great album, Intimate Storm. And Jay Blackfoot, the album City Slicker, was definitely a game-changing album for the R&B industry. It was going down fast until we came out with it, and they let everybody know that it's still away, even though for a company to come out with very little financial ability and to achieve a major international hit record, and it lets you know the power of the genre. And we want everybody to go to Amazon.com and pull up the book, An Excursion in Soul, and read the excerpts. Check it out and see what you think about it. But it's very easy. Just go in on Amazon.com and pull up An Excursion in Soul. Just pull up Reginald Jenkins and read some of the excerpts from the book. And it also has a place on Amazon where you can give your what you thought about the book. I mean, give your opinion of what you thought about it as far as what you thought about the actual time that was going on during that period of time. And we want everybody to go and visit Cheek for Cheap on Mount Moriah, 2500 Mount Moriah, and get your Christmas shopping taken care of. Black Friday is coming up, and they're going to have a big special going on. So go to Cheek for Cheap and get ready for Christmas. Ask for Myra or Brenda, and they'll take care of you. But we're going to play Jay Blackfoot's intro song into his album right now. Using a little soul music here.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari to the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is a city, and you are there. Made his way out to the west coast.
That's the Way of the City, Jay Blackfoot. That was the first song on the album. And it got a lot of airplay. The radio stations played it over and over because it was the first song. And the monologue was done by Rod Kenny, who was the promotion man. So, you know, he was going to make sure it got heard first anyway. But that the City Slicker album was the first release of Sound Town and was a big album. Topped the chart, the single topped the chart and the album. And some of the artists that we had were Shirley Brown and Randy Brown. And Randy, we never released his album, but we did get a Christmas song released, which hit the Billboard charts with a bullet, which a lot of Christmas songs don't do, and made its way up the chart. And we think it was a great Christmas song. We think it still is a great Christmas song. And Randy, better known for his days with the Stax recording group that was the lead singer for a long period of time, and which was one of the last groups that Stax had, which their song was Pin a Tail on the Donkey, which was a weird name, but it was a good song. And we want everybody to know that Sound Town will start playing the soul music that we all love, the Aretha Franklins and the Marvin Gayes and Otis Reddings and various other artists. And this is all going to be kicking the new year off and getting it rolling. So contact us and let us know some of the artists and songs that you would love to hear. Now, you can give us a call at 347-838-9142 and let us know what you think. And ask us any questions that you might have concerning the music industry or the music business. And like I say, you can go to Amazon and pull the book up and read it, order it. It's available in paperback. Or you can go to Kindle and order it and download it. And you can get it pretty much free if at Kindle. But definitely check it out. Now, we're going to play another Shirley Brown song that was written for Aretha Franklin initially, but was eventually recorded by Shirley Brown. And that the title of that song is Leave the Bridges Standing. Here she is, Shirley Brown, off of a great Intimate Storm album.
No, wait.
there, that one over there. That's it. Just as fast as you can, taxi, before my lady put me down. Please won't you hurry, can't you see she's got me worried? I don't want to lose her love, I don't want to lose her. The cross town is too slow, hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of, all I'm thinking of. Taxi, I've got some yes, I have now. Taxi, like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just want to see her. Just wanna see her with a pen to the melon. Doesn't matter, I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Greatest airplay and that I can remember, and it was a hit. And we want everybody to go to Amazon and check out the excerpts, read the book, make your order, put your opinion in to Amazon, and let them know what you think about the book, the period of time, the political and social environment that existed at that particular time, all standpoints, and give us let us know exactly what you think about it. But when we were invited when we attended the Billboard Awards, and it was named the Independent Record of the Year by Billboard Magazine, which was an honor in itself, great honor. And it was something that we didn't expect, but we knew that it was definitely a great song. And when we won the Soul Train Best New Artist of the Year Award, it was something that we really hadn't expected. We knew we were up against some strong competition. We heard the names. I mean, we heard Rockwell and other people who were out there and going up the charts right with us. So we knew that it was a possibility that we could not walk away with it, but we were able to do that. And that's something that we will always cherish, our times we won various awards and accolades for doing the job that we love to do and the job that we were able to get done. But Shirley Brown was like a pillar for the company. Every song we came out with on her took off. And she has a group of supporters that really support her. And we want to play some more of her material for you. Okay, here is Boyfriend, Shirley Brown, one more time. Thank you.
need tonight someone to hold me tight, and you're the perfect man for me. You're always understanding, you never get demanding, you've got everything I need. This house is like a hell, I feel like I'm in jail. I'm tired of being abused, I just wanna be with you for free. I'm so glad that you're a friend of mine. Ooh, yeah, one friend. You're the best friend any girl could
that you heard when you bought Emma Stone was Boyfriend. And it was a great song. The radio loved it. The audience loved it. And it Billboard loved it. I mean, it was a child with a bullet. And that's all you can ask for. And that definitely is what we tried to give it, to make sure that each product received a fair shot in the market. And Shirley Brown was a great person to have singing the song, you know, because she had such a great voice. She has such a great voice. And we want to keep listening to her as long as we can. But as I was saying, next week we'll be back on the air for the Thanksgiving show, and we'll have some surprises for you. And we have a guest coming in on the 6th of December, Mr. Larry Newman, who appears on Comcast TV every Sunday night, late show, 12 o'clock. Check him out. Let us know what you think about him. Mr. Larry Newman, vocalist extraordinaire. And we'll be having some special guests on as the weeks come closer. And we're going to do some highlighting of some of the great soul singers of the 20th century. Singers like, say, Al Green, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, Marvin Gaye, just to name a few. You know, those are just some of the great names. Donny Hathaway. These are some of the people that we are standing on their shoulders now. They paved the way through a lot of hardship and pain for the modern day R&B hip hop artists. So, you know, everybody has someone to say, okay, well, they paved the way for me. They did pave the way. And hardship was a serious situation at that time. I mean, they went through some serious changes, starting with the Muddy Waters and people of that group, Howlin' Wolf, some of the great singers of our time that paved the way for us. So we have to give them all the props that we can. Thank God for them. But we want to make sure that everybody get a chance to go to Amazon and take a look at the book. I keep stressing that over and over because the book is the foundation for this show. It gives you a road map of what we are talking about and what actually happened in at that particular time in the music business that was a part of the total legacy that was initiated after slavery with great writers and composers like W.C. Handy, great artists like Bessie Smith. These were some of the people that really paved the way from the rock dirt roads. But definitely we want you to check them out, give them a listen, and read the book. Reginald Jenkins, that's it. Go on Amazon.com, pull up Reginald Jenkins, and take a look at the book. Some of the things that were done at that particular time and some of the thinking that was so pervasive in American culture, especially in the South, that particular time, and just take a look at the whole overall picture of what happened and what we need to make sure never happens again. And some of the things we need to make sure that it does happen again. We need to make sure that some of the new talent and artists can get into the market and get their product put in the pop culture in a big way. And we definitely need to do that because it's not happening in R&B music right now. It's something that should happen. The quality, the talent that exists is there. We have some talented vocalists out here, and we need to give them an opportunity. It boils down to that. We need to give some of these vocalists and writers an opportunity to display their talents and abilities. And it shouldn't be stifled like it has been. We need to open the gates and let them in. Give them an opportunity to display their talent. If they haven't got any talent, the public will determine that. But if they got the talent, they need to get the opportunity to display it. And that's one of the things we want to stand for, and we want everyone that has talent to get the opportunity to display it, and we're going to continue to do that. And like I said, we're going to continue to highlight some of the great vocalists and singers and artists of the past, and we're going to show whatever connections there are to Soul Town and the soul and R&B genre, and how it is, it encompasses all of these great artists, you know, from Michael Jackson to Muddy Waters. That's a big stretch, but they're all in the group. So we want to make sure that everybody keeps their ears wide open. Now, I played the song earlier by Jay Blackfoot, and I always like to play the monologue, you know, as much as possible, because it says a lot. It just basically tells the people when they first started listening to the album that, you know, just sit down and listen, because you're, you know, in for at least 30 minutes or more of great soul music. And here we go with Jay Blackfoot, The Way of the City, with Mr. Rod Kenny doing the intro and the monologue. And we want you to check it out.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there. Oh,
Yes, tune in next week to Soul Town and check out the soul music of the 80s. And as every week, we would like to wish you love, peace, and soul. And here's Mr. J. Blackfoot.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. Huh, I don't see no cash no more. Wait, yeah, that one over there. Yeah, just as fast as you can. Taxi, before my lady put me down. Please, won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion. Yes, I have now. Taxi. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her with a pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her.